Elizabeth Lozano, co-host of the Holistic Success Show, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Meditation for Health podcast. After listening, I invite you to download an episode of the Holistic Success Show, our free weekly web show dedicated to offering practical advice for more balanced living. And to stay abreast of our latest podcasts and webisodes, sign up for our free newsletter at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com. Now let's get started with this week's podcast with Dr. Puff.
Welcome to the weekly Meditation for Health podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff, and I want to continue to encourage everyone to meditate on a regular basis. Best to do it in the morning when you first wake up, and again in the evening when you finish your day. It's a wonderful way to begin and end your day and make your day a meditative day. The ultimate goal that we're striving for is, though we want to meditate, we really want to lead a meditative life where throughout the day you're 100% present with what is and keeping your egoic mind, the mind in your brain, quiet and just being present with what is. When you're able to quiet your mind throughout the day, what you'll find is that life goes really well. You're still able to accomplish things, maybe even more things, and keep yourself rested and peaceful throughout the day. Again, this week's episode is being brought to us by sleepphones.com. They're wonderful headphones that you can wear when you're meditating. And if you happen to fall asleep at night, guess what? When you wake up in the morning, you won't have an earache. They're very comfortable and I highly recommend them. You can find out more about them at www.sleepphones.com/puff. In this week's episode, we're going to look at a new research study that was done at the University of Manchester and examined how meditation can help reduce pain. How the researchers conducted this study is they gathered subjects, who I assume volunteered, and then they used a laser to induce pain in them. Not much fun. But what they did is they looked at people who had been meditating for a very short amount of time, weeks and months, to people that meditated for years. One of the people, I think, had meditated as long as 35 years. And what they did is they said, okay, does it make any difference when a person knows they're going to be subjected to pain? Does meditation help? And what they found was it does, but mostly it helps with people who've been meditating for a long time. The more advanced meditators' anticipation and experience of pain differed from the non-meditators. What the researchers found is that people who meditate for a long time also showed unusual activity during anticipation of pain in the part of their prefrontal cortex. This part of your brain is involved in controlling attention and thought processes when potential threats are perceived. So, these long-term meditators could tell, because they knew that they were going to get a painful experience from the laser, and because they're more in the present moment, is what the researchers decided, they anticipated and experienced less pain. Pretty cool. One of the main researchers in the study, Dr. Christopher Brown, said, "Meditation is becoming increasingly popular as a way to treat chronic illness such as the pain caused by arthritis." So, if you have arthritis, if you suffer from pain of any sort, what causes, and I've talked about this on the show and other places and books that I've written, Living a Peaceful Life is a good way to kind of learn more about that, the book I wrote. But what I talk about is when you think about something, you add so much more to it. You add a story, and that story causes you suffering. There's pain. Pain is the actual event. And then there's suffering. Suffering is the story that goes along with it. Why am I feeling this way? This is really going to hurt. Why am I going through this? God, why am I suffering? These are the stories that we create and the anticipation of the stories that we create. And when we create them, they cause us pain. What meditation teaches us to do, particularly in this study, as it shows, after you've been meditating for a while, what meditation teaches us to do is to live more in the present moment. Again, one of the things I so often talk about with Elizabeth on the Holistic Success Show, if you live 100% in the present moment, being mindful, being present, what you'll find is that though, yes, there is suffering, when that suffering comes, because you're not anticipating it, because you're not worried about it, because you're not fretting over it, its actual experience of pain is so much less. And even if you don't agree with this, maybe you say, well, if it hurts, it hurts. Your anticipation of something hurting may be like pulling a tooth, for example. If you had a tooth pulled without any anesthesia, of course it would greatly hurt. But that pain would be fairly quick and then it'd be over. But let's say you thought about it 3 days in advance. You kept thinking about it because your tooth hurt and you knew, oh, when they pulled my tooth, it's really, really going to hurt. You may suffer for 10 hours for that, you know, that 30-second extraction. So when you're suffering with pain, it's really important to be present. And yes, do everything that you can to alleviate the pain, but mostly a lot of the suffering comes from the anticipation of the pain itself, not actually what's happening right now. And other studies that we've talked about in the past talk about how meditation can alleviate the actual experience of pain too. I have found myself have a very, very high pain tolerance, and I do give it credit partially to my meditation practice. So if you do have something chronic, if you're struggling with some sort of pain, I think it's important to say, okay, I can take medication, I can exercise, I can do all these things to help alleviate the pain. But I feel perhaps one of the best things you can do is start meditating. And if you're new to meditation and you don't have any pain, as we get older, our bodies kind of ache and creak more and more. So meditation is a wonderful way to offset the suffering that could come as we get older. Again, if you have a high tolerance of pain, or if you learn to live in the present moment, when difficult times do come, as they do come to us, you'll be in a much better place to handle them, to deal with them well, and keep yourself in that really peaceful, meditative place. So if you know someone who you love who's suffering with pain, encourage them to listen to this podcast, help them to learn more about meditation, and encourage them, perhaps be with them, to meditate. I think meditation is so much better when you can do it with someone. Again, Elizabeth and I are working on putting together day workshop, weekend workshops where you can join us for a meditation retreat. We'd love to meditate with you. So keep abreast of what's going on our website. I really would like to meet you someday. We both would. So perhaps we will someday. But keep meditating. Again, once in the morning when you first get up, and again in the evening when you go to bed. Shoot for about a half an hour each time if you can. I think that way it allows you to spend enough time in the meditation and get and stay there and experience all the benefits of being in that meditative place. But remember too, when you get off that mat, wherever you're sitting, keep being in that present moment here and now. Keep being in that meditative present moment state. I'll see you next week. Peace.
For listening, I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. You're on your way to a more holistic you, and Dr. Puff and I would like to further your journey by encouraging you to visit our bookstore at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com for more insightful knowledge regarding work, relationships, and overall wellness. Peace.